Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
Wait a second. What was that?
My hand gestures?
Yeah, your like real crazy phantom ghost hand.
Dude, it's Friday.
Okay.
Which normally on any Friday, that would mean weekend.
Yeah.
But today, for me, this Friday, it means vacation.
Up in the morning, yeah. It's 6 o'clock.
Super
I posted
weekend.
That bitch.
It was really good.
Okay, a lot of show and no time to do it, which is fine. Johnny Depp is a lot richer. He sold some art. We'll tell you just how much richer he is. Ladies, question. How many drinks would it take for you to make an average-looking guy look hot to you? I'll reveal. Beach Boys have released some demos. If you're a Beach Boys fan, which I'm not, then you'll enjoy that. What makes a guy cheat? There is a definite recipe for it. Judi Dench, one of our great actors, Judi Dench got a tattoo at 81. I'll tell you what it is. Gray Drake takes a look at the new movies out in the box office this weekend. Now, I've told you on three reasons today doesn't suck. Some days, it's hard for me to get even two. Today, I've got like 11.
Oh.
In fact, the numbers that I play, like one.
Yeah.
I ran out.
What number? What did you run out at?
Seven.
Okay, so do you want me to go eight?
Perfect.
Nine.
Perfect. Okay. Yes. 4th of July, we're going to be talking all about that. I've got a lot of facts and figures I'll share. Now, today we speak with Donald Trump and Mike Tyson. I've always said it's the simple things that I look forward to most.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that Eric, our voice actor, always does a great Trump. But Gina reached out to him and says, do you have a Mike Tyson in you? And he said, absolutely.
Yep.
I cannot wait to hear his Mike Tyson. It's just got to be great. I can't wait.
Amazing.
Bad songs. Rolling Stone magazine put out a list of great artists who did bad songs. I've got the last five. Mikey will not be happy, but doesn't matter because this particular record, this particular song is garbage.
Oh, no.
I will relate it to Revolution Number 9. It's just 7 minutes of trash and crap.
Oh,
Gina,
I know what it is.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Gina is going to lick a cat today.
Yay!
We have a 911 call we're going to share. We're shooting off fireworks, and it's garbage because fireworks in L.A. are illegal. These are legal, but they don't do anything. And we have a 4th of July frenzy. All of it coming your way because this is Mark in the Morning.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
To whom it may concern. Regardless if these emails are read or not, I found it very important to tell you exactly how I feel about your reaction treatment towards your Shark Week guest from yesterday. I listen to your talk show every morning on the way to school, and you have definitely lost a listener in me with your show this morning. I feel that the treatment of Christian after he hung up the phone was uncalled for and crude.
That's not his name.
The hosts openly...
His name's Krishna. You're so worried about him. It's Krishna. Yeah.
The hosts openly mocked this man on live radio after he told his story about the importance of shark conservation. I can't express enough how disgusted I am with what your station stands for. It's been made clear. And Gina's comments, it was ignorant behavior. And I pray for your sake that poor man did not listen to your show after he hung the phone up. Also, I hope that you can pull your head out of your behind and realize that this world does not revolve around you. And animal conservation is important. Sincerely, Shaylee. Now, Shaylee, for the record, I had no problem with the guy or the conservation. Gina got tickled at me because I couldn't get him off the radio.
Yeah, this is not the first time or the last time this is going to happen. When we have guests that are on the phone, sometimes they either can't hear or aren't really trained for radio to listen for when the host wants to jump in. And it happens all the time. So I don't know why the outrage is right now, but this is a common problem in radio.
So again, Shaylee, we had no problem with the guy or what he was saying. It's just Gina got tickled. We were just trying to have a nice little fun thing. Don't be offended. I'm sorry that you are, but it's an innocent little issue.
She's not hearing this. She already
She's hearing
NPR.
Every word. She tuned in just to see if I'd read her stupid letter. The earliest known recordings of the Beach Boys are going to be released later this summer. There are multiple takes of 9 songs. Since it's often fascinating to hear legendary artists in their formative sessions, this should be of great interest to Beach Boys fans. Anybody Beach Boys?
Yeah. I like the Beach Boys.
Yeah. All right. Here is a demo of Surfer Girl. Does this suck?
This is history. I love this.
This is proof why you need to have a good producer. They got a producer and boom, if you have the original or the one that we heard, it's oh my God, amazing.
But can't you just hear the nostalgia in this? This is great. Mark, you have no appreciation for old people stuff.
Alright. I got the album cut.
Look, I understand demos. They're not supposed to be perfect. You're just kind of working it
right out. Now, you know the song that this, the hit that this became, right?
Surfer Girl, sure.
Yeah. So, Mikey, you have the polished version?
Yeah,
all right, see if you like this.
Here's the polished version.
Nope, not much better.
Wait till it gets going. Come on.
It's definitely more polished, but I gotta say, there's something kind of haunting and cool about that demo.
Yeah.
See, I've never been able to relate to the Beach Boys. I don't surf. I never have. I never will. And I've just never enjoyed, if you want to talk about harmonies, let's talk about the Beatles.
Little known fact, the Beach Boys didn't surf either.
Oh, they didn't?
They didn't.
Wait, didn't Dennis surf? The drummer Dennis?
Maybe. I'll have to go research, but I'm pretty sure that maybe just one of the Beach Boys. But yeah, they were not surfers.
Wow.
Now, surf culture.
With Monday being 4th of July, we're going to celebrate with a frenzy, a 4th of July frenzy. And we had to work hard to get songs that we felt represented this country. That's going to come your way at 6:50.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And last night, ABC debuted a new show called Greatest Hits. So what they do is they take a 5-year period and they play the greatest hits from those 5 years. So last night it was 1980 to 1985. So they have the artists on. So they had Rick Springfield do Jesse's Girl, Kool and the Gang do Celebration. Who else? They had Kenny Loggins do Footloose, Kim Carnes do Betty Davis Eyes.
I saw the trailer or the promo for this. I wanted to see it. I just can't do it. I really wanted to see it, and it sounds great.
It was really good. If you were alive in the 80s or born in the 80s, I was born in the 70s but grew up in the 80s, it was great. Now, what they did, though, they did one thing where, so REO Speedwagon had the hit Take It on the Run, I believe it was 1980. There's an artist named Pitbull, some of you might know, who does a song called Messing Around, which is basically Take It on a Run, but done Pitbull style, which it's the same lyrics, you'll hear it. Here we go. It's a mashup of Take It on the Run and Pitbull's Messing Around. It's pretty good.
I think that's a friend too.
you about me, too. Cause I'm a king of state up. I've been missing around. I've been missing around.
Let's break it down right quick.
It didn't suck, right? I mean, it wasn't that.
Well, I'm glad it kicked in. Otherwise, his only contribution was, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I want, you know.
I was sitting with Kevin McHale, Amy's friend Kevin, and we were talking about music, and I said, I really like Pitbull. And he stares at me, and he goes, Pitbull is, in the world of rap, is garbage. Wow. I said, dude, I don't care. I can actually understand the words that he's saying.
It goes a long way.
Yeah, I'm not a rap fan. Now, Katie is a nut rap fan, loves rap. Me, I go Pitbull. And then the closest I would go with, what is the thrift shop guy?
Macklemore.
Love Macklemore. I love it.
Do you know any other Macklemore songs besides Thrift Shop? I'll point you toward a couple good ones.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right, so anyways, continuing back to this greatest hit show. Now, the highlight of the night was, so Michael Jackson's... Human Nature came out in 83. Obviously, Michael's not around to do it. So they got Jason Derulo, who's a big pop star right now. A lot of, you know, young kids know who he is. He did a cover of Human Nature that you got to see it also because he's dancing like Michael.
Well, that's my favorite Michael Jackson song.
Yeah. Oh, and you know who wrote it? Steve Picaro from Toto.
What?
Yep. Anyway, so here's Jason Derulo, and then after this, go on to the Mark in the Morning Facebook page and watch him do it, because he dresses like Michael, he dances like Michael. It's really good. Here we go.
Looking out across the nighttime.
Wow.
The city winks asleep beside. Hear her voice shake my window. A sweet seducing sigh. Just an apple, then let me take a bite. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does he do me that way? If
wow.
They say why,
really good.
Why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does he do me that way?
And the whole performance is up on, like I said, the Mark in the Morning Facebook page. There you go. There's your Mike TV.
Good one, Mikey.
Thank you.
Good dog.
All right, let's go to the phones. Michael has called. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good, Michael. Hang on a second. Gina has a story that she's not sharing. You have something in your life that you're not sharing. And I'm assuming there's dissension in the ranks, and this is why you're not. Let me tell you something. You're gonna share. You're gonna tell
Wait,
me.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're gonna tell me that story.
No, because it's currently happening.
I understand.
It's not like, oh, it's all wrapped up in a little pretty bow, and here's my story.
I'll fix it.
No, please don't.
Gina, all right. Listen, I'm not gonna press it right now. You're gonna tell the story.
We'll see.
No, there's not. We'll see. I share everything. I cry on the radio like a girl.
You don't share everything. You didn't tell everybody when that thing cleared up in
what
the pants
thing?
With the cream. Yeah, just me and Mikey know about that.
All right, you just sit there and figure out how you're going to share this, because you're going to share this. Okay. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
So how can I help
you? Going, everybody. You know how, I was thinking, you know how Linda likes to do things for those holidays? Like if it's cheeseburger day, she'll go out and make a cheeseburger and stuff like that?
Yes.
Well, today's National Flash a Trucker Day.
Oh.
That's
now that's
thing.
Big.
Yeah.
Right, now
I started in 2011. You know, Nikki Hunter, the porn star, she started it, and it's gone national, so.
All right. The biggest slut we have on the show is Gina, and Gina's got like triple F's. Gina, before the day is out, you must flash a trucker.
This is the worst
day
of my
life. I'm going to have to get me a truck.
You know, the big problem is the person that really should be doing this is your daughter.
Katie?
Well, she's the chick on the street.
Yeah, she would. She would absolutely do it. However, she's flying today. She can't participate in Flash a Trucker Day.
Fine,
she can
I'll do
flash
it.
A plane.
Flash a pilot.
That wasn't Gina. Fine, I'll do it. All right, everybody stay where you are because Gina is going to share this story in about 8 minutes. No. So stay where you are. Yes. All right, Gina, you go ahead and you do your trending and whatever, but you're going to tell me that story. I'm going to hear that story. And there's no way around it. I know something's wrong. You're in the middle of it right now. As Barney Fife would say on the Andy Griffith Show, it'll be therapeutic for you to share this. I'll fix
it. How did you look into my soul and know that there was a problem?
I simply asked, do you have a story that you can share? And the look that you gave me, let me know something's up. So you go ahead. You go.
Would you mind if I let LA know what they need to know for the 6 o'clock hour?
Just know that you're going to share that story in about 5 minutes.
We'll see.
No, there's no we'll see. I'll hear it.
I'm going to shake a rock at you. San Francisco unanimously voted to outlaw a host of foam products this week, making it the biggest ban on styrofoam in the country. Hey, Adnan Syed, that name might sound familiar. He was the man that was made famous by the popular investigative podcast Serial.
I heard about this.
Now, this is crazy. This podcast was huge. Everybody was listening to it. It's investigative. They wanted to know, did he kill her? Did he not kill her? Well, he could be free this year after being granted a retrial, and I think it's really all because of the attention this podcast gave it.
There's no question about it, but they have a woman who is ready to testify that this guy, the guy that is in prison,
Adnan, yeah,
was with her at a library at the time the woman was killed.
Oh, this is going to be really interesting. And here's what's trending in sports. The Dodgers finally get a big win over the Brewers yesterday. Big 8-1. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Mark is going to destroy my relationship at 6:40, so tune in for that. First, a little, Mr. Bowie. Mm-hmm. And Queen.
There you go.
This is Mark in the Morning.
You got 3 minutes, bitch.
Oh.
That was great, Mikey. Thank you. There's nothing I enjoy more than snapping my fingers on the radio.
Dude, those are David Bowie's fingers.
Did that help?
I'm waiting.
Huh?
Shut up.
First of all, could we please pick some slightly more depressing music? Because maybe you'll get me to cry. Okay. That was sarcasm. Don't we have some Yankee Doodle or something? It's 4th of July. Thank you. Yeah. Mikey just handed me Kleenex. I'm probably not really going to cry. I'm pretty pissed off. I know this music sucks. Put on the other one and I'll tell the story. Thank you. All right. So,
let's do this.
Okay. Well, this is perfect. This is perfect. Perfect. This is perfect. Okay. I don't even know what's going on, but I'm going to try to explain. All I know is yesterday I get home from work. I really don't feel good. Like, I feel like I'm getting sick. A lot of travel, a lot of people on the plane. What? Zika. No, I don't have Zika. Shut up, Mikey. So everything's fine. You know, I'm just tired. I feel kind of run down. I started weightlifting yesterday. I finally get home. You know, I go to Corolla, do the show. I get home and I tell my boyfriend, I go, you know, I just don't feel good. I'm just tired. And he's like, okay, we have dinner. You know, everything's great. I fall asleep on the couch. He's watching a PBS documentary on Mount Rushmore because we're...
Watched that.
Did you? Okay.
So good.
The three of us
stay out of the story, Mikey.
Sorry.
We have a combined age of like 400. So it's fine, whatever. But I just don't feel great. And I go, you know, I'm going to go to sleep. All right. So I go to sleep at like, I don't know, 9 or something. And I plug my phone in. Now, I'm not supposed to do this because it is a safety hazard, but I'm too lazy to put from vacation the cord back behind the bed so nobody trips over it. So it's kind of like a booby trap between the wall and the bed. And that way, you know, Tim has to be careful that he doesn't trip over it, you know, when he goes to bed in the pitch black. So I'm asleep. Everything's fine. I kind of leave it a little slack so nobody trips. I wake up at 1:30 in the morning with him screaming like Yosemite Sam that he just tripped over this thing and he's pissed off, and it kind of wakes me up and I'm kind of out of it. I don't know what time it is. I was like, okay, I just go back to sleep. And then, he's going to kill me. then he, I feel, now we have a debate about what really happens and what I think happens when I'm half asleep, but what it felt like to me was somebody grabbing my leg and like whipping it, like just shoving me as hard as they can. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on? And instead of like, Gina, you're sleeping sideways, or, you know, I gotta move you a little. I was, move over! You're taking up too much of the bed! Like, that's what I heard, and that's what it felt like, and that was, I felt like somebody, like was going to suplex me. So I wake up, and I'm kind of like, what happened? What's going on? And he goes, nothing. And I go, okay, and I go back for 10, and it's so not like him, and I go, no, what's going on? Nothing. Okay. And I'm sitting there, and like, I'm like, well, he just woke me up, kind of whipped me around, yelled at me. And it's like, nothing's wrong. So I lay there for another 10 seconds. I go, I can't sleep in here. So I went and slept on the couch in the office. And I was pissed. So I wake up this morning at like, you know, 4, 4:30. And I go, hey, what the hell happened last night? Nothing. Why? I go, because you woke me up and you were super mean. He's like, you were sleeping sideways. And so that's how it ended. I slammed the bedroom door. I slammed the front door because I was super pissed. And now we're here.
My question is this. How long since you and Tim have had sex?
Like, when did I get back here?
Tuesday.
Oh, like it was 72 hours, 4 days, 3 days,
okay.
3, 4 days.
All right, so that's not the problem. Yeah. Okay, this is a minor nothing.
But what happened? Why did you say he hated me at 1:30 in the morning?
He tripped over your cord.
Yeah.
That pissed him off.
Yeah.
And you were sleeping sideways. He had no room to get in the bed, and you were out of it, and you probably overcompensated what was actually happening.
But that's what I said. That's what happens in the middle of the night when someone wakes you up. You think something catastrophic is happening.
I understand. However, this is a minor nothing. You're going to go home today, and you're going to say, last night was odd. I apologize
for
leaving
the
cord. I apologize for leaving the cord out like that, and I apologize for getting so angry. Which he then will step up and say, I'm sorry too. I got angry and this is nothing.
Well, I was gonna wait for his apology.
No. Be first.
I knew I was sleeping.
Be first. You left the cord out for him to trip over. This is enough. You're both going to apologize and it's going to be fine. Don't wait for his apology.
I hate you. Now you have to apologize.
I'm sorry that you were such a bitch last night. Now, Monday is the 4th of July. We're all going to celebrate with a nice musical frenzy put together by the great Daniel Mizrahi. Here we go.
Ugh.
What?
Why are you giving this a fet?
Yeah.
How high must you be for you to think this sounds good?
Dude, this is our national anthem done on an electric guitar by the greatest American guitarist of all time.
He's pissing on the flag.
Wow.
Enough, Jimmy.
He woke up in a crowd of a million people to this at Woodstock.
I'll be honest with you. I've never gotten the Hendrix thing. Now we're talking.
This is for Canada Day.
Is today Canada Day?
It's Canada Day, and this is a Canadian band.
Happy Canada Day, neighbors of the North.
So good.
Daddy told me not to crap on this playlist yet. That's the first thing he did.
American woman, stay away from me.
Yeah.
American woman, mama, let me be.
Have you seen the video or heard the Lenny Kravitz cover of this song?
I have not.
Yeah.
Wait. Yes, of course I have.
What's the difference between this version and that one? Is it just that he's wearing a scarf on top of a car?
Well, it's the hopes that his pants are going to buckle and his junk falls
now
out.
Now you're talking.
The Guess Who reunited, and they were on the Mark and Brian show performing live. I got to watch them for an hour perform their biggest hits.
Oh, that's sweet. Is this the Coug?
At least it's not sucking on chili dogs.
Dumb.
All I know is Steven Tyler's Red, White, and You better be on this list. Because y'all know how much I love it.
By the way, call right now for 5 seconds for $5. 888-696-1003. What's it up to?
$5. Oh. Hey, Mark, who's talking about it?
Everybody's talking about it. Did you guys see the video, the water cooler video that I made?
So good.
It's so
fun. Oh, that was so good. It's up on Mark in the Morning Facebook.
What the hell?
What movie, Mikey?
Oh, I know.
Rocky IV. James Brown, Living in America.
So good. Get it, Brother James. Ha!
This is one of the best. Yeah, Danny's wearing the outfit. Blue jacket, stars, and spangly things.
I have a hat, too.
Yeah.
This is kind of emotional for me, though, because Apollo dies in the next scene.
Oh, my God, you just ruined Rocky IV.
Oh, my God. So good.
Danny's acting it out.
This was his last hit.
This song's great.
Hand to hand.
Do we know what the lyrics are besides Living in America?
No.
Oh, yeah. David Bowie, as Avril Lavigne used to say in her interviews. I can always use a patriotic song with a saxophone.
But pulled in just behind the bridge, he lays her down. He frowns, gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young?
Good job so far, Danny.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know you're worried about it.
This isn't a patriotic song.
Well, it's got American in it.
Gotcha.
Favorite Bowie tune?
Hold on.
Richie Havens at Woodstock.
You need to pick this, Danny?
Danny's a genius.
This dude played at Woodstock.
This is from Woodstock.
So good.
This version.
Hey, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Haven was the first performer at Woodstock. So, like, hear me out, because this is all from memory. I hope I can do this right. With highways to the festival jammed, the next performers were delayed in arriving, so he was asked to stay on stage. He ran out of material and improvised this version of the old spiritual Motherless Child. I'm trying to tell you about Richie Haven. Motherless Child, changing lyrics to freedom. Did you know that?
Yeah, but Neil Diamond's about to sing.
This is much better.
I know.
Not like that last hippie crap. That flags unfurled. They're coming
to America. Got a dream to take them there. It's about our people, Danny and Gina.
One morning on the Mark and Brian program, we did a tribute show to Neil Diamond with our tongues ripping through our cheek. A tribute to the. At the end of the show, Neil Diamond called us and thanked us for it.
That's fantastic.
It was awesome.
Not a fan?
Oh, I love Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond, Live at the Greek, it, in my mind, is the greatest live album ever.
Hot August Nights.
You've got to hear it.
All right.
Him and a full orchestra.
Neil and Neil.
So done with Neil after his disappointing concert.
Oh, you were pissed about that, Jack.
Still pissed. Colors on the street,
red, white, and what made it bad, Jackie?
That he kept talking about how we should plant our own crops because of Monsanto. And he kept saying, Monsanto, those a-holes. Just like, ugh.
Yeah, dude, just get up and sing your song.
Just play Cinnamon Girl and shut the hell up.
Wow.
I do kind of like this.
Hey, you guys probably don't know this because I'm kind of a musical encyclopedia, but did you know that when Young saw photos of American flags being burned in Iran, he thought, I better not go there. Better just to keep rocking in the free world. Did you guys know that?
No.
You're welcome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gina's reading the notes that they gave me. <baby. laughs>
This is the stuff.
Don Brewer, the drummer for Grand Funk, is now the drummer for Bob Seger.
Ooh.
Did you know that? And I didn't get that from Dave's notes.
Hey, did you guys know that Todd Rundgren will be performing at one of the Sounds Free concerts at Pershing Square?
Yes!
This summer? Yeah, you got that, right?
Yeah, I'm going right here. I got
to tell you, and Don Brewer is singing on the song. Drumming and singing.
Ooh. Pulling a Collins. Sweet lyrics. Come to your town, we're gonna party down.
Your Steve Miller story here?
It's coming.
Okay.
She's waiting for the right opportunity.
All right, well, he left that part blank. So, did you guys know that the name of the Steve Miller Band actually came from frontman Steve Miller?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Steve Miller Band. Yeah.
They must have thought hard.
Try that on for size, Dave. Everybody's bobbing their heads. I love it.
When I was prepping the show yesterday, there was another story from Steve Miller. He is still pissed.
Wait,
at
sorry.
The Hall of Fame.
We gotta turn this off.
Guilty pleasure. It's a party in the USA.
What is happening here? There we
That's
go.
It? That's all we got?
It's Miley. I can't.
Yeah.
All right.
Jackie, by the way.
This is for the Vietnam veterans here, this song.
Yeah. Not the song that most people thought it was about.
Right.
Who used it? Reagan?
Bush? Reagan, Bush, Trump, a lot of people, a lot of politicians use it. But it's about the struggles of the Vietnam veterans when they came back.
Hey, Mikey, that's a really good piece of trivia. Also, did you know that some people thought that the cover depicted Springsteen urinating on the American flag, but he denied it? He said that was unintentional. We took a different type of picture. That's what they like my butt in that picture. I was not trying to put a secret message in right off the top of the cabeza. Oh.
Nice.
Ending strong, Danny.
There we go. More Drek.
Good job, Danny.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Martha.
Happy birthday.
5 seconds for $5.
Again, if you have not seen the video put together by a listener, what's his name, Mikey?
Ian Voyagus.
Okay, he put this video together because I have always said everybody's talking about 5 seconds. Just go stand by a water cooler and listen. And he put together this very funny video. It's on Mark in the Morning Facebook. All right, we go to Megan. She's calling from Anaheim. Good morning, Megan.
Morning.
So how old are you?
I'm 25.
25, nice. You married yet?
No, I'm engaged right now.
All right, if that falls apart, you can bang Danny. He's looking for anything.
I think I'm okay.
Oh, wow.
So, Megan, why do you choose to listen to this program? What do you enjoy about it?
Pretty much everything. I think Gina's my spirit animal. A lot of the stuff that she says and, like, her musical theater background and everything is a lot of me. But I actually listen to Mark and Brian growing up, going to school and everything with my mom. And you actually keep us close now since she's in Arizona and I'm in California. Ooh. We listen every morning. We'll text each other and everything. So you keep us together even though we're states apart. So
well, awesome. You said that you and Gina are kismet together. You know that Gina's a gigantic whore.
Megan, don't leave me hanging.
Which that means that you're a slut as well, Megan.
Say yes, Megan.
For Gina's sake, I'll say okay.
Thank you, Megan.
Okay, Megan.
Same birthday too, Gina.
Really? You're May 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Taurus. I love it. All right. I have a good feeling. I think she's going to get this $5.
Well, Gina's a lot older than you.
I hate you so
not
much.
Not by that much.
Thank you.
All right, Megan, here's your question. I'm going to ask it. You got 5 seconds to answer it. If you answer correctly, you get $5. Here it is.
Okay. All right.
Does England have a 4th of July?
5, 4, 3.
Yes.
Now, I fell for it. Danny asked me this question, and I said no, because I thought he meant a 4th of July celebration. Your correct answer is yes, they do have a 4th of July, just not the celebration. Congratulations, Megan. Thank you for listening, and call again. Hey, when's your marriage?
I will. Thank you, guys.
When's your wedding?
We haven't set yet. We're possibly sometime next year actually going to be moving out to Arizona. So it'll depend on that and everything. So,
well, now you have $5 to put toward that down payment.
it's actually going to go towards my this is going to go to my son's college education.
Wow.
That's what I think I'm going to use it for.
That's smart.
Megan, call me again. Enjoyed it. And thank you again for listening.
No problem. Thank you guys.
Coming up, Gray Drake tells us about the new movies in theaters. It's right after this on Mark in the Morning. So we're running a little behind. I apologize, Gray, for the abbreviated look at the new films. But let's start with The Legend of Tarzan. I saw the trailer and it looked good.
Yes, and it is good, except it's very, very familiar. They've put some twists on the story. They added in the great Samuel L. Jackson for whatever reason, besides the fact that he's awesome. Yeah. I'm not sure who that character is, and I watched the movie. And the effects are great. Tarzan at one point punches a gorilla, which is what some people wanted to do recently because of the news.
Tomato meter on Tarzan.
There, it's rotten, guys, at about 33%, but ooh, it's Tarzan. It's the same thing you've seen before, except Alexander Skarsgård has no shirt on. Sold.
I've always said that a movie is only as good as its bad guy, and they've got Christoph Waltz, so I'm in. I've seen some clips of the BFG. This is an animated, looks brilliantly well done. Did you like it?
I did like it. And let me make it very clear that BFG stands for Big Friendly Giant.
No, it doesn't, Gray, and you know it doesn't. It is Big Effin' Giant.
But I can tell you that BFG is BFD because it is a Steven Spielberg movie. So This is no joke. It's heartwarming. The effects are amazing. And it's about an orphan that befriends a big giant, and together they rid the world of evil, evil giants. And it is cute, y'all. I like this movie.
Tomato meter?
It is fresh, 72%.
Uh-huh. And lastly, Purge Anarchy. I saw the first two. Do I need to see this one?
Yes, you have to, because these movies are always interesting, far beyond their simple premise, which is that in the future, there's one day for legal murder. And I think that at this point it's almost research, because if Donald Trump gets elected, this will be a thing.
Tomato meter.
This one is barely rotten at 57%. It's changing by the second, but you gotta see it, Mark.
Gray Drake is senior editor for Rotten Tomatoes. Gray, next week I promise you at least 2.5 minutes.
Oh, Oh, you generous soul. In the meantime, I'm going to pick out my mask for the purge.
All right. Every day this week, I have been sharing with you from Rolling Stone magazine 20 great artists that recorded a bad song. Now, I said yesterday Mikey wasn't going to be happy. Guns N' Roses was in the bad list. Today, we start with Pearl Jam.
Oh, man.
Now, Mikey, out of all of the Pearl Jam songs, which one do you think is in?
It's going to either be Bugs or Foxy Mop Handle Mama, That's Me.
Wow.
I tried to find a way that I could cue into this Foxy Mama whatever.
Foxy Mop Handle Mama, That's Me.
This is such a pile of garbage. There was no... So I'm going to start at the beginning because this really sums up what trash this is.
My spanker. That's the only thing I want so much.
It's a statement song, Mark.
Okay.
It's about child abuse.
The statement is, I suck.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I want so much.
Look, this was Eddie Vedder's angry era where he was mad at the world and, you know, he was trying to be a political activist. And it's art. It's audio art.
Okay.
Does that help?
It's a painting.
They should hang it on the wall then. Next, 20 great artists that recorded a bad song. Run DMC, Here We Go.
Kitty drum drum, so people in the place till the big beat come. Here it come, here it come, here it kitty come, come. Come on everybody, let's all get down. What we have is a brand new sound. So nobody out there be misled. We make up all these rhymes inside our head. The other MCs can't.
Why is this bad?
I don't know.
The old school 80s rap.
When we're on the mic, we're in charge. It's like that job.
Doesn't Run DMC sound like this in everything?
Yes.
Cool G fella. I don't drink fella, but keep a bag of chiba inside my lug. I go to school every day.
All right. Next on the list, Metallica made it. My World. Whoa. Sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry. Didn't get to go far with that one.
The third word. So Metallica made it. We just won't be playing it.
Yeah, we played some of it, but the F-bomb flew. We had to delay it. So anyway, if you want to look it up yourself, it's Metallica, My World. Uh-huh. Next, Jay-Z made it with Young Forever.
Now, what do you think of this sampling, Mark?
I kind of like this. I don't know much about Jay-Z, but I like this.
But it's already a song.
Hey, made the best of your today.
I mean, he's just rapping over Forever Young.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't even thinking
Does that count?
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, it is not the worst.
Can't we do this? Couldn't we take a song and just start talking over it?
Yeah, I think we do that every day, actually. It's called a frenzy.
All right, last on the list of 20 great artists that made a bad song, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Don't Pull Me Over.
Don't pull me over, Mr. Policeman.
Wait, what?
And what I've got to do, don't hurt anyone.
It just sounds like Tom Petty to me.
Bob Marley needs to come back and smack him in the face.
All right, so there you go, Mikey. Sorry about the Pearl Jam
all
thing.
Right, it's all right. That's
but good. That happens.
That was a rough
I wanted
song.
To quickly get this in.
R-D-I-V-O-R-C.
Dennis Quaid's wife has filed for divorce for the second time in their 12-year marriage. Kimberly Quaid previously asked for a divorce in 2012, but withdrew the filing a couple of months later. But she changed her mind, so it's going through. They're looking for mutual custody of their 8-year-old twins. Now, on Ellen, I'm not sure if you guys watch Ellen, but she does a very funny thing. It's the old standard. She puts an earplug in the celebrity's ear. And she has them go into certain places, and she tells them what to say.
Yeah.
She sends Dennis Quaid into Starbucks.
Dennis Quaid is here. Say it loud.
Dennis Quaid is here.
You know who I am? I was nominated for a Golden Globe.
I was nominated for a Golden Globe.
Dennis Quaid wants a coffee.
Dennis Quaid wants a coffee. I'd like to have...
You want to find out what's trending? Gina Grad watches it because she's paid to. Here she is.
And right before you started, Danny looks at me very sincerely and goes, I'm looking forward to this trending. Well, get ready for some traffic, everybody. According to a study, 43 million Americans will travel 4th of July weekend. Friday night's Mega Millions drawing will give lottery players a shot at the 10th largest jackpot in U.S. history. And by the way, your odds of picking the correct numbers on five white balls and one yellow bar, ball are one in what?
Take 60 million.
All right.
64 million.
Danny?
I don't know.
259 million. Good luck, everybody. And here's what's trending in sports. Johnny Manziel will be suspended the first four games of the 2016 season for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. This is according to TMZ Sports. Manziel says he plans to make an NFL comeback, and if he does get signed, he will be forced to sit the first four games out. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. At 7:35, Mark gives us 9 reasons today doesn't suck. Here's one of them, Toto. This is Mark in the Morning.
There are some days I can't get enough reasons today doesn't suck. Today is not one of them. I have 9. So many that Gina will have to assist. Time for 9 reasons today doesn't suck.
1.
It was on this day in 1963, the Beatles recorded this. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? So good.
Well,
I saw her yesterday.
2.
Now, I was prepping this show at 5 o'clock this morning, and this is one of those that made me go, what? Deborah Harry is 71 today.
Shut your soup cooler. There's no way.
She is.
71, and she still looks hot. Mikey disagrees. 3.
Now you can lose inches off your waistline effortlessly. Thanks to the new Super Walkman from Sony.
It was on this day in 1979, Sony introduces its first Walkman, a pocket-sized cassette player with headphones. It spawns an entire new generation of personal and portable audio products.
When do you remember when you got your first Walkman?
Oh, of course.
Was it just...
Well, I mean, you all of a sudden could take the cassettes, which you could only play in your car or in your house, and you could walk around with it?
Whoa!
Yeah, I mean, it really was huge.
And state-of-the-art styrofoam headphone pieces? Yeah. Little fluffy foams?
Yeah. 4.
It was on this day in 2004, acting giant Marlon Brando dies at the age of 80. And I just wanted to make a comment. Before Brando, acting was, oh, how was your day at work? It was fine. Mm. Thank you, honey. Brando was the first to bring live emotion into acting. Mm. And this line, this scene is still classic to this day as Marlon Brando tells his brother that he is the reason that he's a loser.
We're going for a price on Wilson. You remember that? This ain't your night. My night, I could have taken Wilson apart. So what happens? He gets the title shot outdoors in a ballpark, and what do I get? A one-way ticket to Palookaville. You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit. You should have taken care of me just a little bit so I wouldn't have to take them dives for the short-end money.
Well, I had some bets down for you. You saw some money.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum. Which is what I am. Let's face it. It was you, Charlie.
5.
That will always be classic.
And did you know, I haven't researched this, but I've been told that he was so bad at memorizing lines that by the time The Godfather rolled around, there were scripts and cue cards on every available surface because he could not memorize lines.
He would tape lines on the actor he was talking to.
What?
Yeah. When they were shooting his angle, he would tape the script on the actor he's talking to.
That's awesome. Nuts? Yes.
It was on this day in 1999, during an appearance on The David Letterman Show, Ally McBeal star Calista Flockhart tells those obsessed with her weight to, quote, kiss my skinny white ass.
Six.
It was on this day, and I bring this up for a good reason, Olivia de Havilland is 100 years old, and she's still alive.
I'm so glad to see you. You have so much life. I've always admired you so. I wish I could be more like you.
That's her from Gone with the Wind.
Oh, she's 100.
100 years of age.
I love her.
Seven.
Dan Aykroyd, happy birthday, my friend. Dan is 64.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Is it my turn?
It is.
Eight.
Happy birthday, Pamela Anderson. She's 49.
But of course, we're not here to talk about your career, Pam. We're here to talk about your...
I was at this one.
Tommy Lee, Kid Rock, Bret Michaels. Don't you ever anybody with talent? Right? You got plastic in a tin ear. You're your way to the middle.
Boy.
I was at that Comedy Central roast, and All I got to tell you is a huge chunk of it was cut out because Courtney Love kept throwing stuff at everybody and like shouting stuff, and Eddie Griffin finally had enough and lit into her, and I think all that was cut out.
Okay, give me my last one.
Okay, but you got to wait for my sounder.
Okay.
Nine.
It was on this day in 1943, the federal government began withholding taxes from your paycheck.
Every American should pay his or her income tax, gladly and proudly. This year, thanks to Hitler and Hirohito, taxes are higher than ever before.
Great. Coming up, we're going to speak with Donald Trump and Mike Tyson. That happens around 7:50. Now, there was a rumor going around that Mike Tyson was going to be appearing at the Republican National Convention, but Donald Trump squashed that rumor. We have Mike Tyson and Donald Trump on the phone right now. Thanks for calling in, guys.
It's an honor to have me, Mark.
I know, Donald.
I am also very glad at talking into the telephones using my mouth hole and whatnot as well, Mark.
Right. So, Donald, why won't you let Mike speak at the convention?
Yeah, I want to speakify on conventions and other types of things, you palooka. Now look, okay, I never said he couldn't speak at the convention. If he wants to give a speech, he's free to. I just have to approve it first.
You hear that, Mike?
I certainly does, Mark. And I just so happen I have a speech ready right here. My fellow Americans, I believe that Washington is broken. We need to shake things up. Okay, not bad. And we need to mercilessly beat all of the congressmen in the head and face until they do what we want them to do. Then we'll eat their faces right off.
Yikes.
Yeah, I see. I love your enthusiasm, Mike, but you may need to dial it down just a tad. Right. Sorry about that. Back to readings with my eyeballs. Illegal immigration is a problem. We need to be tough, and we need to build a wall.
Not bad.
Yeah, I like where you're headed. Then we need to track down all of the illegal immigrants and bite off their ears and their fingers and spit their ears and fingers into the mouth.
Oh, God.
Then we need to throw them into a burlap sack and beat them with a lead pipe repeatedly.
Mike, please.
Yeah, again, you know, the first part of what you said was great, Mike. It was great. But I really need you to tap the brakes on the violence, okay? Especially in the later portions of your sentences. But violence is all I know and whatnot.
Yeah, but it's truly frightening, and it may cause you to lose some points with the folks at the convention, Mike.
Yeah, they tend to shy away from horrific, graphic threats of vicious beatings and murder, Mike. Fine. Okay. Last portion of my speeches. And I'll make some slight alterations and editings. In conclusion, Donald Trump is the right man for the job, and all of the people who don't like him need to not pay for their transgressions. And they definitely don't need me to come to the house dressed as Olaf from the movie Frozen. And then when I gain their trust and their children's trust, I certainly shouldn't take off my Olaf mask and yell, "Hey, kids,
now your parents are going to pay that I won't grab one of the parents' hands and put it in a blender and set it to puree.
Mike, dear Lord, stop.
That's right. I've heard enough, Mike.
Thank you, Donald.
Yep, I actually like that last part. Congrats. You're going to speak at the convention. How quickly can you get to Rosie O'Donnell's house? I'm right on my way, Donald Trump says this. Rosie's kids are going to be drinking their hands in no time.
Thanks for calling in, fellas.
Trump 2016. Hip, hip, hooray and stuff. In other words, finger protein shake for everybody.
Eric.
Yes.
I've been looking forward to your Mike Tyson all day.
He hits so hard.
Trump says.
Eric, what are you going to do for the 4th with the family?
We're going to watch some fireworks on Monday. We're going to have a little party in the backyard. I just got new sod a couple weeks ago, so it's all rooted and ready to be trampled on.
You are such a dad.
I got new sod, Mark. Yeah.
Eric, have a great 4th, okay?
Hey, you too. Enjoy that inner tube. I know it took a long time to blow up.
Dude, I've never sweated as much in my life as blowing that thing up. It's a floating living room.
Enjoy.
Have a great 4th, Eric.
Bye. You too.
Summertime.
Now, let's take a look at the 4th of July. That is Monday. Listener Kelly sent me some fun facts about the 4th. Ooh. One, two people signed the Declaration of Independence on the actual 4th of July. Most signers of the Declaration actually signed the document August 2nd, 1776.
Oh, wait. Before you say the next one, Mark, I'm really enjoying this, but I think I'd enjoy it more if 4thy was telling me.
It is said that the original Declaration of Independence deemed the 4th of July, 1776, it is written upside down and backwards on the top of the Declaration. It is not known who wrote it or when. In Revolutionary War years, parchment was rolled up, so this probably served as a message. 3. Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president, was the only president to be born on the 4th of July, 1872. 4. 3 of the 5 presidents died on the 4th of July. No. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe. The 2nd president, Adams, and the 3rd Jefferson both died in 1826, the 5th anniversary. And finally, legend has it that 4 immigrants got into an argument over who was the most patriotic. To prove themselves, they ate as many hot dogs as they could handle, which resulted in an annual tradition known today as the Nathan's 4th of July Hot Dog Contest, because nothing says America like excess.
Yeah, 4thy!
4thy burnt his tongue on a firecracker.
That was awesome.
All right, continuing. Lots of us are hitting the road for the long 4th of July weekend. According to AAA, a record 43 million Americans are expected to travel for the holiday. The majority of them are driving. Lower gas prices, strong consumer confidence, and a better economy all add up to more families taking trips this summer. Quote, we are well on our way for a 2016 to be a record-breaking year for summertime travel, said the president of AAA.
That just makes me want to stay home.
When it comes to barbecuing, July 4th is the king of the holidays, with 76% of Americans firing up their grills. Here's how the other holidays stack up. July 4th, 76%. Labor Day, 62%. Memorial Day, 62%. Father's Day, 49%. And Mother's Day, 34%. I'm going to fire my grill up twice on the 4th, lunch and dinner.
And you're going to make those fork split hot dogs both times, aren't you?
Dude, listen, take my word. You just take a knife and slice down the hot dog on both sides. Mm-hmm. When it cooks, it plumps up and it cooks inside the slice. My kids will have it no other way. And finally, the top 10 cities to celebrate the 4th of July based on fireworks, entertainment, gas prices, and weather. Top 10. Number 10, Orlando, Florida. San Francisco. Milwaukee. San Diego. St. Louis. Number 5, Portland. 4, Washington, D.C. I'm sure their fireworks are off
insane.
The hook. Number 3, New Orleans. Number 2, Minneapolis. Number 1, Seattle, Washington.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know, speaking of fireworks, you know what I'm going to find right now and put up on Mark in the Morning Facebook? Remember the last year, 2 years ago, wasn't it close to San Diego when accidentally all the fireworks went off at once?
Wow.
So what was supposed to be a 10-minute show was a 20-second show? One of my friends was there and was so confused. I'm going to put up the audio right now. The video.
By the way, the other day I ran into my next-door neighbor, Rusty Wallace. We chatted for a bit. And for some reason, I came home and I started looking up stuff on YouTube. I found a wreck that Rusty Wallace had at the 1993 Talladega 500.
Oh, no.
He flipped 20 times. And then I texted him, and he got bumped by Dale Earnhardt Jr. That's what caused it.
Dale Earnhardt Sr., actually.
Oh, Sr.
Yeah.
And I said, did he even apologize? And Rusty said, yes, he did. If you want to see it, it is one of the most horrific wrecks. It's up on Mark in the Morning Facebook.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
So, Todd, we know that Clayton Kershaw is hurt, but I don't know how hurt.
Oh.
Mark, I can...
Sorry, there we go. We got him. Oh. Sorry, Todd, my bad.
Yeah.
So, we know that Clayton Kershaw is hurt, but I don't know how hurt.
Well, they say mild herniated disc in his lower back, and I guess this has been somewhat of an ongoing problem. So, you know, they gave him an epidural shot in the lower back, and they say no surgery, but they say, well, what's the timetable on his recovery? And they're going, well, we'll announce that at a later date. So it's kind of like it's not serious, but we don't know how long he's going to be out. So that's the situation the Dodgers are in. But, Mark, he's 11-2, 1.79 ERA in 121 innings of pitching. He has 145 strikeouts and 9 walks. He's unbelievable.
It is. And, you know, just looking at the mechanics of a pitcher and the way they deliver the ball, the lower back is hugely important.
Yeah, the legs and lower back are hugely important. You know, oddly enough, as many innings as Clayton has pitched here in his young veteran career now it is. He hasn't had really any arm problems, but now here's the back problem, and boy, they don't want it to linger on. So what did the Dodgers do? They went out and they acquired Bud Norris from the Braves, who's 3-7, 4.22 ERA, and he will pitch tonight against the Rockies at Dodger Stadium. By the way, the Dodgers did win last night, 8-1. Trace Thompson, Corey Seager with a home run. Hey, by the way, listen to Corey Seager. He's a rookie now. 17 home runs, 40 RBIs, .299 batting average. Those are Rookie of the Year stats right there, Mark Thompson. Wow. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, this just in. The Angels didn't play last night, and they still lost.
and they still lost because, go ahead, Mikey, tell them what happened to the Angels, their little pitcher.
Andrew Heaney, who they traded for to the Dodgers for Howie Kendrick, who is one of our best players. Yeah. Tommy John surgery, out for the next two seasons.
He's out. I mean, my goodness, it just gets worse. Anyway, Cleveland, 4-1 winners over Toronto. You know, the Indians have won 13 in a row. And Madison Bumgarner, even though he was at the Oakland A's, so it was interleague play, and they could have a designated hitter for him if he wanted to, the manager, Bruce Bochy, says, I want my pitcher to bat because Madison Bumgarner is such a good hitting pitcher. He went 1-for-4. He won the game, and Bochy said he's not going to be in the home run derby at the All-Star game. He says the players' union doesn't want it, and we don't want it either. So there you go. All right, now to the NBA, and, of course, this is free agent time. And, you know, the Lakers, they were kind of zeroing in on Hassan Whiteside, center with Miami, but they have announced now that he's going to stay with Miami. And so the Lakers then went out and signed a center, Timofey Mozgov, who played for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They signed him to, and this is all reported. It doesn't become official until July 10th. But a 4-year, $64 million contract. So, Mark, what did Timofey Mozgov do this past season to earn a 4-year, $64 million contract? He averaged 6.3 points a game and 4.4 rebounds.
Good God.
Yikes, I wish I were 7 feet tall. And the Knicks are close to a deal with Joakim Noah as well. Jeremy Lin apparently is headed back to New York to play with the Nets. But, you know, the big fish, okay, and so if he's a big fish, I guess he's a shark, and that would be Kevin Durant. And he will continue to interview, six or seven teams before he makes his final decision. Hey, now to football, and I heard Gina Trent on this earlier. Johnny Manziel suspended for 4 games. And here's the thing. They didn't specify why he was suspended. So we can assume just one reason why Johnny Manziel was suspended. Because he's Johnny Manziel, crying out loud. I mean, that's his character. You know, his character.
But, Todd, he's suspended for four games. He's not with a team.
Right. Well, as soon as he gets with one, if he gets with one, he's out for the first four games of those. Wow. Cowboy line. And by the way, today, remember, this was his self-imposed day to start getting sober. So, Johnny, good luck.
Yeah, good luck, man.
I know you want to see him in the NFL. I want to see him in
Todd,
the NFL.
Todd, look, here's the thing. He has already proven that he can play in the NFL. We saw moments of his brilliance, but you got to buckle down, dude. You got to watch film. You got to try. This ain't college. Yeah. This is the NFL, which stands for not for long when you do the crap you're doing.
That's right. Hey, Cowboy linebacker Rolando McClain, 10-game suspension, substance abuse. Cowboy defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence, 4-game suspension, substance abuse. And Jets defensive end Sheldon Richardson, suspended 1 game. He was arrested for going 143 miles per hour on I-70 outside of St. Louis in a Bentley with a gun on the seat, marijuana in the car, and a 12-year-old in the car. Good judgment. That's not good judgment, Mark. That's not. Hey, that does it for sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. Don't forget 4th of July savings all weekend long at Frontier Toyota. And you know one thing this 4th of July weekend, everyone, you know, there's been a word that's creeped into our lexicon the last several years called multiculturalism. How about this weekend we celebrate American culturalism, all those wonderful things that bind us together, because bottom line is we're all Americans, and let's celebrate those things that bring us together, that unique and wonderful thing called American culture.
Well said, Todd. Have a great 4th.
Alrighty.
There's no other way to put this. Coming up at 8:20, Gina's going to lick a cat.
Yay!
I'm too sexy for my cat. Too sexy for my cat. For pussy. For pussy cat.
All right, so we'll talk this through. First and foremost, listener Olivia was kind enough to drive down and bring her cat, yes, Simon, which Gina has not been involved in this show for the last 45 minutes. She's been playing with the cat. Now, we welcome in the co-creator of this thing, Tara. She's raised $52,000 on Kickstarter. She's the co-creator of the Licky Brush. Tara, exactly what is this? Explain it to the audience.
Sure. Licky Brush is a tongue-shaped brush that you can put in your mouth, and it enables you to lick your cat, just like its mama did.
So why? Why do we need to do that?
Why not?
Right? Thank you. Thank you.
You need to, because your cat, they groom each other. Especially if you're in a multi-cat household, you'll see they groom each other when they are friendly to each other. So only friendly cats will groom each other. And so
now,
as humans, we're left out of that, and we wanted to be part of it.
From your experience, when somebody puts this in their mouth, the Licky Brush, and they lick their cat, does the cat like it?
Yes. So we've tested it on about 10 cats, and 8 out of 10 cats really enjoy it. Some of them... we'll just tolerate it. That would excuse the other two, and some will walk away.
That's a very cat-like response. Just tolerate it.
Well, we're going to find out whether Simon likes it. Listener Olivia, you drove in from where, Olivia?
Tahunga.
Yeah, that's a good drive. Now, from what I understand, Simon, your cat, has quite the story.
Yeah, back at the beginning of March, I woke up one morning, 6 a.m., to him screaming and crying, and he had been hit by a car, but I didn't know that until I took him to the vet, and at first they're like, oh, he had trauma, we'll keep an eye on him, and then after that, they're like, we need exploratory surgery now, we can't see any of his organs or anything. Turns out he had a diaphragmatic hernia, which is his diaphragm was completely split in half, his liver and kidneys were in his chest, he had skin ripped from his chest wall,
baby.
And that's why they know he got run over by a car. But the fact that he fought his way up, and he's only 5 years old, my husband and I coughed up the initial $3,000 for the surgery, and he had a couple hiccups afterwards, lost about 4 pounds in a week, and they wanted to put a feeding tube in him, and then he had a heart problem, but they were convinced I was going to have to put him down like 5 or 6 times, but he fought through. In the most recent visit, the vet said, I don't know how you did it, but he fought through, and honestly, I think I will see him next visit. This is the first time I'll ever see it, so we'll see you in the fall. So
I'm gonna cry.
Well, yeah. The good thing with Olivia is that they could afford the $3,000 is that Olivia is a hooker. She's a she works on the streets.
Yeah.
And of course, Sophia, the cat wrangler. Good morning, Sophia.
Hi, how are you?
Now, just so you know, this is a beautiful, soft Siamese cat. He looks just like something out of a Disney movie. Big eyes, very curious, beautiful, fluffy, and coming after Michael right now with the Facebook Live, which this is on right now, Mark in the Morning Facebook.
Now, so that you know, this cat, Simon, he's walking around the board. He's just walking anywhere he chooes to go.
He's been exposed to it before. My dad's in the music industry, so he's been around desks and boards and things like that. So this is pretty familiar for him.
Oh, good.
Okay, Gina, explain to everybody how this licky brush works.
Well, I hope I'm explaining it right. And Tara, let me know if this is right. I'm putting this, it has like a little handle for you to bite on. So you can put the tongue in your mouth. Like this, and then I'm gonna lick the cat.
All right.
Now, while you're licking the cat, make sure you go with the grain of the fur.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was wondering because it has a bit of a rubber quality, and I didn't want to pull his little hair. So yes, with the grain, you said.
All right, let's get.
Yeah, it's on the back too.
Oh. Let's get Simon over by Gina and let her lick him.
Goo.
She's doing it.
I'm licking you. Oh, he's trying to shake it off, but he's so good. Oh my god.
He jumped off the.
Okay.
Not escaping that easy.
Okay. He seems to be tolerating it. I am loving it.
And that's the other side of it, right? Is that it's really soothing for the human. It's kind of zen.
Oh my god.
So, it's so fun. I should have taken an Allegra, but it was so fun.
So, Tara, have you had any interest from companies who want to mass produce this licky tongue brush?
Well, we're actually going to mass produce it ourselves. We manufacture cat lifestyle products, and we are looking to get into wholesale distribution at some bigger stores so just in time for Christmas so that everyone can pick one up for their favorite cat crazy friends.
All right, Tara. So for anybody who's interested in getting one, where can they go?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can still pre-order one if you go to lickybrush.com. That's LICKIbrush.com, and you can reserve yours. We're estimating delivery for January 2017, and you can still go reserve one there. Might be available in time.
And you guys, it's really fun.
Well, Gina, I don't know. Simon kind of shunned it. And I don't know whether it was so much the brush as it was creepy talking
it was
you were
me.
Doing.
It was me. Because I'm doing it with my hand right now. I'm putting the brush on him. He loves it. But it was me going, oh, the baby's a cutie baby. It was me.
Danny, what are you dressed as?
I'm dressed in my Yankee Doodle Danny costume. Stars and stripes, man.
Danny is wearing a blue, like, Confederate jacket with a vest that has the stars on it and then his Uncle Sam hat. Yeah. He is Yankee Doodle Danny.
I want you
to listen to the sound.
All right, let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grant.
Sorry, you're going to hear a lot of that. It's because my throat's itchy because of the little baby kitty. All right, the Pentagon has lifted a ban on transgender military members. U.S. auto safety regulators are warning that Takata airbag inflators on more than 300,000 recalled Hondas show a substantial risk of rupturing. Please go get yours checked out. And the FDA issued a warning Tuesday about a recent E. coli outbreak linked to contaminated flour, advising consumers not to eat raw dough. Yes, that means raw cookie dough. Please don't eat it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. We're about to have our own fireworks celebration at 8:50, but first, the cars. This is Mark in the Morning.
So earlier this morning, I asked Gina, I said, do you have a story, something you can share, you know, your private life? And she had this look on her face that I knew it was something that existed that she didn't want to share. Mm-hmm. And there's an update. So quickly
All right. So long story short, Tim and I, my boyfriend, were in mid-fight at this 6 o'clock hour when this happened. I left my phone cord out and he tripped over it, but I was sound asleep and apparently I was sleeping sideways. I was dead asleep, so I interpreted it as him kind of pushing me and yelling at me and telling him I'm taking up the bed and screaming about the cord. And I went and slept in the guest room. I was so furious that he woke me up like that. But Mark, you told me I had to apologize. And I was waiting for my apology. So I wrote, I'm sorry I left the cord out and you tripped over it. I'm sorry I was sleeping sideways and you couldn't get in bed. I love you. He wrote this back. It was no big deal, babe. I wasn't mad at you, just annoyed at the situation. And I was tired and I just wanted to go to sleep. How male is this? Not have a discussion about it. Sorry I upset you. I love you. And I know you get sensitive to noise and tone when you're sleeping, but I promise I wasn't screaming. Kissy face.
What did I say?
I hate it when you're right.
I said I will, because she didn't want to tell me the story, no. And I said I will fix it. I fixed it.
Thank you, Mark.
34 years of this crap, I learned something. Drinking and feeling fine. Ladies, how many drinks do you think it takes to turn that average-looking guy at the club into the hottest guy in the room?
Can I guess? I'm going to guess 4 drinks.
3.
Ooh.
3 drinks, ladies. The survey also found that 60% of people said that having a few drinks makes them feel frisky. 2/3 admit that they booze it up to find love.
Oh, yeah, it's always a winning way to do that.
Did you ever have a time in your life where you would go to a bar or a club with the intention of meeting somebody?
Of course.
And having sex?
Of course. And it's easy in LA if you're a chick. I don't think it's as easy if you're a guy. But that's the problem that I think we women do sometimes. We think to ourselves, it's purely logical to go out, get wasted, and find love? I don't think that it really works that way, but we have a damn good time trying.
Okay, this is weird. A New York City woman is feeling down in the dumps after she was attacked by a stranger who took a crap in a plastic bag and shoved it down her pants.
What?
The woman, who has not been identified, was strolling down First Avenue in Manhattan's upscale Upper East Side at rush hour on Monday when the man ran toward her from behind, grabbed the waistband of her trousers, and stuck something inside. She was freaked out enough about the contact, but really started feeling crappy when she discovered exactly what he had done. One witness said she couldn't speak. She was shaking. She couldn't even call 911. She tried twice.
Okay, normally I'd be like, pull it together, but if somebody did that to any one of us, we would be frozen and paralyzed with fear.
Clearly,
putting somebody else's in your pants?
Well, let's continue with the strain, shall we? A Nebraska man was hauled in by cops after trying to get his kicks in a really strange way. He likes to hide under cars so he can reach out and grab the feet of female strangers.
No. Absolutely not.
Jesse Johnson was busted in the parking lot of a supermarket after a woman reported she saw a hand dart out from under her car and caress her ankle. After which, Johnson tried to bolt from the scene. Deputies didn't have a hard time finding him. This is the 3rd time in less than a year that the 20-year-old has been booked on the exact same charges. Johnson's previous offenses included foot fondling at a Walmart and a walk-in medical center. He told arresting officers he cannot resist the feet of women that he doesn't know.
As a man, is there anything about this story that you understand? Because this is just pure creepy.
It is. I know that there is a lot of people that are into feet. It is a sexual fetish. Gina, Google foot porn.
Hold on.
Tell us what you get.
Okay.
But
I have no problem with a foot fetish, but you are not going to hide under my car and grab me.
He said it. I can't resist the feet of a female that I don't know.
That's no good. If seriously, and I'm sure he wasn't hard to find. He's the guy under the Tercel. Go arrest him. Whoa. Smelly foot sock worship. Mia Austin receives a foot. Oh, I can't say that one. Hot schoolgirl. Nope. Something about a foot scent. Sensual foot worship. Mona Wales blank huge blank with toes. Yeah, this is a thing.
The number one that people who have a foot fetish are into is all the video shows. It's a woman with gorgeous legs. She's got her legs crossed. She has a high heel that's dangling off of her toes, and she's just moving her foot back and forth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought sometimes, don't they like stand in like pudding and macaroni and cheese and stuff?
Dude, you're ahead of me. I'm going to have to
Google that.
I didn't know about the macaroni and
cheese. It's called splotching. Let's move on.
So, Yankee Doodle Danny, and he's dressed the part. We're Facebook Living this if you want to see it. Danny is downstairs. We're about to officially announce it to be the 4th of July by setting off some fireworks. But these are the only kind of fireworks that are legal in L.A. because they don't really do anything. Describe what you got, Danny.
We got some killer bees. We got some Piccolo Pete's. We got some mini monsters. We got some little snakes and sparklers. So dazzling and beautiful. And Josh Flieger, the Flieganator, is ready to kick off our 4th of July weekend.
All right, so
give me the sign.
You've put these in a metal tub.
We've got them spread out across the parking lot here. We've got apartment buildings all around us, and we're going to wake up the entire neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday, America.
Yeah, you're really not. But let's go ahead. Let's launch the first one. Tell us what you're about to fire off.
All right, Josh, let's go with the little firecracker. All right, there we go. Here we go. It's being lit. And here we go. Oh, my God. There goes the mini monster. Get out of the way, Josh. Here goes the Piccolo Pete.
That wasn't bad.
There goes the spider light. Here goes the killer bee. Killer bee. Oh, I can't breathe. Here goes another Piccolo Pete. Oh, watch out, Josh. Josh is on fire. Oh, my God. This is disgusting.
Hey, Danny, I'm sorry, Yankee Doodle. Yo. Danny, are these going up in the sky?
No. It's illegal to have things fly up in the sky. These are just flares and little noisemakers.
And Danny, didn't you say it was Yankee Doodle Danny and the Fleeg Appendance Day?
That's exactly what it is. Oh, my God. There we go. The big finale. Happy birthday, America. Is that a topless woman over there? There's a half-naked woman looking out the window. We woke her up. Sorry.
Happy birthday.
Oh, dude, I don't know if I shared this. I was in my hotel, sitting on the balcony, having a cigar. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the back of the hotel, and they've got this giant crane, and a guy is up on the crane, and they're scrubbing the hotel. And it was making quite a bit of noise. So I'm looking at the thing, the crane, the hotel room next to me, the door opens and out steps a woman, gorgeous. Well, I couldn't see her face, but she had on a t-shirt and was naked from the waist down, and her perfect ass was in my face. Wow. She stepped out. I think it woke her up. And she stepped out to see what was making the noise. I thought for a moment to say something, and that way she'd turn around, I could see the front, but I didn't. And she stared at it for like 30 seconds, and
wow.
Then she went back in.
Wow.
This ass was perk, and it was tan, and it was hot.
So you decided to just ogle the back and not make her scream at her and scare her so she'd turn around?
Yeah.
You're such a gentleman.
You know, I got to look at that ass a little longer.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she obviously would have bolted into the room. But that was...
wrong with you?
It was hot.
Does Linda know about this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I told her.
All right.
Dude, when Linda and I are at a pool at a hotel, and let's say I'm laying back in the chair and my eyes are closed, here comes a woman that she's wearing cut-off blue jeans and a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda knows I love watching women by the pool who obviously have a bikini. I love to watch them take off their clothes.
Uh-huh.
So Linda nudged me. She goes, check it out, 2 o'clock. I mean, she's got my back.
That's a keeper.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. So, good on you. Ooh, that was a nice ass. Now, this is pretty wild, but it's about to happen. A chatty parrot could become a potential key witness in the murder trial of a Michigan man. Martin Durham was shot and killed inside his home last year. His wife, Glenna, also suffered a gunshot, but investigators believe she may have been the shooter and killed her husband in an attempted murder-suicide. Martin's ex-wife, Christine, who inherited the pet parrot after the murder, believes that the bird witnessed the entire thing and won't stop talking about it. She says right after the murder, the parrot named Bud kept repeating the words, quote, don't effing shoot. She believes those are the last words the parrot heard his owner speak and is urging the prosecutors to admit Bud as evidence.
That is insane. We talked about this a while ago, and I don't see why they wouldn't admit the bird as evidence. It's basically a recording of what happened right before he was shot.
Right. The story goes on to say that they're probably not going to put the parrot on the stand.
Aww.
But they will videotape the bird saying it and then play that for the jury.
Wait, they're not going to make him put his little wing on a stack of Bibles? That would be great.
This is weird. I can't quite get my head around a parrot being able to testify in court. But when you look at what the ex-wife is saying,
yeah,
he won't stop saying, don't effing shoot.
Yeah. It's basically a recording from that moment. It's got to be admitted. Now, again, I guess I get that they won't let him be a witness on the witness stand, but it makes sense that they should be able to play that audio. Absolutely.
We had an African gray, which, by the way, I would not recommend to anyone. We bought him from a pet shop, and it was a gift, a surprise gift to the family, and his name was Smokey. So we had Christmas, and we all decided to take a nap because, you know, when you got kids, you get up at 5 in the morning to see. So we were taking a nap, and this bird sat down on the perch since he came from a pet shop, and he barked like 8 different dogs that he had heard at the – because African grays can mimic you exactly. There were many times Linda would call me down from upstairs, Mark, I need you. And I would go down. Linda's not home. It was the bird in Linda's voice with her accent.
That's spooky. Whoa.
And later in his life, he was a cusser because Linda would stand in the kitchen and cuss, and he's in the kitchen with her. So he would mimic it. But the bird got to where he was violent. If you were walking anywhere near his cage, he would hang off the side to try to bite you.
Ooh.
And he would take his food and water bowl in his beak and throw it across the room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we gave him away. Birds get ornery.
Well, on what planet did you decide getting a talking parrot would be a great idea for the house?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I just remember I had been around one and their ability to mimic. Well, here's one right here.
Okay, let's start off with some animal sounds first. Can you do... Okay, got to clear throat. Let's do a wolf. Good. How about a bird? Can you do a bird? Good. Can you do an owl? Good, owl. How about a rooster?
So I don't know why they're able to do that, but their mimicry is...
insane.
Spellbinding.
Yeah, there is one. I think it was National Geographic. It was kind of cool, but kind of sad. It might have been an African gray that could mimic the sounds, first of all, of a camera and a camera taking a picture, because when the National Geographic people would come out, it would hear the sound, and then it would mimic, chopping down timber and the saw noises. So that was kind of sad, but these were the noises that it was now surrounded with.
Well, we will keep you posted. This parrot testifying in a trial, we'll keep you posted, because I've never heard of anything quite like that. 1450 WLAY. We got thunder showers in the forecast, a high of 76. We're working on requested music. This is Loverboy. I'm working for the weekend.
It's the best. It's just the best.
Dude, oh. I spent 45 years jocking records. It's, I can do it in my sleep. And I really annoy Linda. We'll be driving around the car, and I will jock every single song, and I call it Linda Radio. It just annoys the pee out of her.
It's so good. One of my old coworkers from KLSX, we would ride around the car and do a post-off, but I always lost. You're just the king. All right, shall we do a little trending?
Let's do it.
All right, to this? Perfect.
Oh, wait, no, hang on. I spit. All right, here's the final trending of the day, Gina Grant.
Well, first daughter and recent high school graduate Malia Obama has landed her first job. The Obama's eldest daughter, who will turn 18 on July 4th, by the way, has landed a summer internship with the U.S. Embassy in Spain and will start in a few weeks. Malia's fluency in Spanish helped her get the internship. I'm sure that's all, though. I'm sure it's just because she's really good at Spanish. Her connections probably didn't hurt, although she is apparently very qualified. Malia decided to take a gap year after high school before attending Harvard University in the fall of 2017. Gap years were always like a European and Australian kid thing, and now all American kids are doing it. Taking a year off. Union workers at the Trump Taj Mahal Casino in Atlantic City are on strike today ahead of what will be a busy holiday weekend. 950 casino and hotel workers are on the city's famed boardwalk demanding pay raises, health care, and pension benefits just in time for the big weekend.
What are they going to bring, B-roll in?
The extra workers, who knows? Who knows what they're going to do? Workers at four other casinos had threatened to strike, but the union was able to reach an agreement with them before the deadline. However, many of those workers said they would join at the Taj Mahal strike. Although casino bears the Trump name, Donald Trump no longer owns it after it went bankrupt. Fellow billionaire Carl Icahn purchased it. So just in time for everybody to get out, go to Atlantic City, have some fun, those hotels are screwed. And yeah.
I've never understood how the Trump Hotel could go bankrupt. I mean, one of the reasons these hotels in Vegas are so immaculate and over the top is because you go blow your money and then they can build these monstrosities. How do you bankrupt a casino?
That is a very good question. But, you know, from what I understand, he licenses his name to a lot of things. So, you know, for, you know, the condos they're building or, you know, the other businesses, you license the Trump name, but he doesn't actually have anything to do with it.
Okay.
Who knows? And finally, a minor league baseball team in California will make history when their starting lineup will include two women. The Sonoma Stompers of the Independent Pacific Association of Professional Baseball Clubs have signed 17-year-old Kelsey Whitmore and 25-year-old Stacy Piano. Hope I'm saying that right. Whitmore will start in left field tonight and Piano will pitch. According to the Stompers, they will become the first co-ed professional baseball team since the 1950s when three women played in the Negro Leagues. The team's general manager, Theo Fightmaster, insists it's not a stunt and won't be a one-day event either. This is going to be permanent, hopefully, for the ladies.
I'm very intrigued to see how well they do.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You remember movies like A League of Their Own that were so important at the time. And, you know, when men are going off to fight in the wars and the women are playing the baseball, they're running the factories, they're doing all this stuff. Well, now it's just because it's 2016 and hello, you know, may the best one win.
Yeah.
So,
love it.
Yeah. Pretty exciting stuff. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is
American Woman.
Yeah,
guess who?
The guess who, baby. Happy 4th of July.
That wraps it. Gina calls it weekend. I call it vacation, which we'll get into in a minute. Uncle Joe, what do we have for the 10 at 10?
Is he bragging again?
Always.
Is that what it is? Oh, my God. Well, I kind of figure it's the 4th of July weekend here. Fours of July is what we're calling it. At noon, I'm launching into fours, all kinds of fours. And in fact, at 10 o'clock, you might hear Axl Rose scream. I might have four tickets for you. This is all coming up here. This is looking forward. But I'm going to have red, white, and blue. And it sounds 10 of 10 today. Ooh. Songs that cover the colors, red, white, and blue.
Love it.
Uncle Joe, do Gina a favor and dig out Steven Tyler's Red, White, and You.
No, I still want to like him.
Okay, so Monday, obviously, we're not going to be here. It's the 4th of July. If you're going to get out and celebrate, do it smartly. Monitor your drinking and don't drive, but have a great and a very safe 4th of July. Mikey.
All right, this song says summer. It's School's Out. Alice Cooper, Mark in the Morning.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.